You see, in Kapata, most of the women, they don't have a say, they don't have a voice in regards to how many children they want to give birth to, what time are they supposed to get married. They don't have a right to determining the intervals at which they conceive.
And so how many beneficiaries are there? And you say do people are operating mainly in Kapoita. And what is the criteria of the selection of the beneficiaries?
Initially, we were targeting around 1,500 women from three Kayang. And the first criteria was they have to be from between the range of reproductive age. And that is because of WFP, we were targeting from 14 years up to 39 years.
Okay.
We were targeting three Kayang, and each Kayang we were targeting 500 women and girls.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because of the season at which we were doing this, we programmed this, we couldn't be able to reach such a high number, considering that it was their harvest period. We managed to train 678 women and girls.
Okay.
Out of 678, we had 79 girls. And the reason we couldn't get so many girls is because most of them were still in school, and we didn't want to interrupt their education process.
Okay. Do you have any positive impact or results that have been realized so far?
The most basic one was the fact that we were impacting skills on these women. So, number one, these women have the skills to properly produce. Number one, we were training them on making usable sanitary towels,
mm-hmm.
which they can. We have 53 women who are like trainers of trainees, and they perfectly understand how to make the usable sanitary towels. The other ones, we were also training them how to make knickers or panties. Before the project started, we had a baseline survey that we conducted, and we realized that women in Kapoita, most, the highest percentage, do not wear panties. So we realized even if we give them the sanitary towels, they will not have means of putting them on unless we provide panties for them as well.
Okay.
So we helped them produce the panties and the sanitary towels out of that project. So they can be able to produce the sanitary towels and knickers in bulk and be able to sell out maybe to other organizations or partners or even the general market.
Okay, you just mentioned that Kapoita is the area that your organization is focusing more on, and you say that you had carried out a baseline survey. What other issues are there that made your organization to choose Kapoita as the main focus area?
The greatest challenge we faced during this baseline survey, and it came out very strongly, was the fact that women do not have a voice, and dealing with opinions or perceptions of people, it takes a very long time to change the mindset. So women's voices are not heard, they are not recognized, that hinders their participation in developmental programs. So the greatest challenge is the lack of voice for the women and lack of access to sanitary materials related to the fact that the economy is really bad,
mm-hmm.
and a woman has no right to own money. Because the man, you see, this is a pastoralist community, and they only get money through selling their cattle.
Okay.
So the men are the only people who are allowed to sell out this cattle. So when they sell, the woman does not have a right to hold this money, and it becomes a challenge because the little money he'll be given by the husband, she doesn't have enough to prioritize menstrual hygiene. She prioritizes maybe feeding of her children and other basic needs.
Okay.
Hygiene is also a big challenge because of lack of water or the very big proximity between where the population stays and where the water points are, in addition to their cultural norms.